This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is a Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Bucks, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And you can follow us now on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, the same way, the Captain's America Third Watch. We also just got the name changed on Gab, finally, to the Captain's America Third Watch. We're on Parler when they come back with the same name, the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And you know, my website, you can go over there and join a growing number of American patriots who are looking to keep this country great by joining us at our website and keep track of what's going on. All you got to do is sign up, send us your email address. We don't solicit it. We're not going to send you a bunch of ads and all that sort of stuff. But when special events and things like that are coming up, we'll let you know. You'll be on the list and you'll find out. TheCaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. See you there. Speaking of seeing you there, here he is, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All righty. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, of course, under God, because our great country was formed and started on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I've been talking about this for a number of years. I haven't talked about it in a while. But I'm sitting here and I was thinking yesterday, and I had a conversation, I don't know, about, three or four days ago with Wayne Allen Root. We were talking about different things, and I was talking about bringing him on the program, and he says, well, I'm really busy, this, that, and the other. And, of course, you know about his demise because of the fact that he went the radical route and wrote some articles and got himself in trouble, got banned from Twitter, got knocked off Facebook, and a few other things there. But anyway, we were talking about money. Now, the winning route ahead for America, in my opinion, and I was the first one to say this, is not to take any more of the big, fancy-dancy money that comes in from the major corporations, because they play both sides of the fence. Is that a fair assumption?
I think so, yes.
So money, I think, we should be doing it on our side the way the Democrats have done it for years. Every time there's a campaign, well, you know, can you afford to give us $5 and maybe you can give us $10? And if everybody does that, and if a million of you give $5 a piece, that's $5 million. That's the way they've done things for years.
Well, that's right. In fact, a lot of Democrat candidates will tout the average donation, you know, usually at one of the debates or stump speeches and so forth, to make it, to again, get that idea out there that a lot of people are giving a little bit.
And I'm not going to say that Donald Trump's 74 million voters are going to all turn around and hand $20 or $50 or $100 a piece. I'm not going to say that. But if 74 million people gave $10 each, isn't that $74 million?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or maybe my math is off a little bit.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's an awful lot of money.
Right. It gets you off and running. And then, you know, if you want to take money from the big donors, the individual donors, you can. And I'm not talking about the big corporations because they play both sides of the aisle. Now, I also was struck by a statement. Have you ever heard of the expression of the people, by the people, and for the people?
Of course.
Where did that come from?
I believe, let's see, well, it's from the founding documents. And
the founding fathers.
That's right, exactly. Mm-hmm. The idea that government, and actually, doesn't President Lincoln reference that? The
right.
Government of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Have you ever heard a Democrat say that?
Not really. Nope.
No, you haven't. I looked it up. No, I couldn't find any attribution of this to a Democrat. But I did find a bunch of Republicans that said it. So come on, Republicans, let's start saying that. Or let's start saying that as a people. Let's have a party of the people, by the people, and for the people. So therefore, it's time for Donald Trump to announce that he's going to remake the image of the Republican Party. I know he's going to get a bunch of pushback on this, but boy, it's going to be fun to watch this. It's time to announce that the GOP is no longer going to accept any big-time corporate money. If you want to donate the maximum from an individual basis, so be it. From now on, the GOP will be funded by the American people. And only ask your individual members, your party members, to contribute just $10. $10. Now, think what it would happen if there was $10 a month. Now you got $120 each per year, right?
Right, right.
Exactly. Now you've got $74 million at $120 each. If you could do that, now you're talking about what, $760 million, somewhere in that range?
Yeah.
You're getting close to $1 billion?
Yeah, 74 million times 10 is 740 million. Exactly. So you'd have quite a lot of money, in order to make things happen. But I really appreciate what you're talking about, Captain, because the Republican Party is now the party that is now beginning to encompass more of working people, blue collar, so forth, because the Democrats have just left them in the dust. The Democrats have started to really become the party of this, the elite, and so forth.
That's
and they're
right.
Not really worrying about the working people in this country. And Donald Trump started that transformation such that working people realize, lower taxes and rising tide lifts all boats.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, who happens to be on my telephone line. All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, I am a customer of Relief Factor. I've been taking it for more than 5 years, and simply put, it works for me. Now, the combination of ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. That's part of the problem I've got. And it also will travel straight to the source of the pain you're having and lower or eliminate the pain in just about every case. Now, obviously, Relief Factor won't work for anybody, but wouldn't you like to try something that might be able to help you get out of pain and eliminate the inflammation that you have in your legs or your ankles or your arms or whatever? It's 100% drug-free. It supports a healthy response to the body's natural healing powers, and it also supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, you can try the 3-week quick start for $19.95. That's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. And you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All the questions you have will be answered right there. There's a couple of videos in there you can look at if that's what you want to do before you try it. But I'm telling you, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. And it's simply put, it worked for me. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, I want to, before I get to the caller, I want to mention the second part of what I was thinking about here. I don't believe we could ever win another election again without voter ID. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely on the right track on that, because, again, without really being able to verify when people cast votes, you know, It's never going to really
Let me go to mail-in ballots, for example. Mail-in ballots did not lose the election. What lost it was voter ID. You know why?
Why is that?
They didn't verify who sent the vote or whether or not it was even a person sending it.
Well, right, and some people showed up and they'd already had a vote that was cast for them.
And here's what would happen if you had strict voter ID laws. And by the way, folks, let me use Mexico as an example. You don't vote in Mexico unless you got a voter ID card with your photo and thumbprint on it. Did you know that?
I did. And this, again, you know, but the argument goes like this from the Democrats. Well, you're disenfranchising people. You're attacking our democracy.
No.
And that's not happening.
No. Hey, well, here's what's going to happen. Okay, we don't need the Democrats. But with the Democrats and Biden in charge, we can't get it on the federal level. And we're never going to get it in the deep blue states like New York, California, and Illinois. But here's where we start. Remember those six states that the results were all challenged in?
Right.
Pennsylvania, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Five of those six states have Republican legislatures. That's where we start to get voter ID pushed through. Again, all elections, think nationally, start locally. That's where you start with strict voter ID with a photo. The thumbprint can be optional. It would stop voter fraud in its tracks. It would stop mail-in fraud. It would stop dead people from voting. It would stop illegal aliens from voting, because without that voter ID card, you don't vote.
Well, that's right. And so what these Republican legislatures would have to do is make the case and then also dispel the idea.
The people would go along with it.
Oh, yes. And also dispel the idea that somehow looking to have a voter ID or secure voter system is somehow racist or some other ism or...
They can take their racism and stick it where the sun doesn't shine, because we got to do something with people that are illegally...
Right.
Casting illegal votes that are getting away with it because they're taking advantage of the legislation that's in place. We can change it right now. Right now is the time to do it. In those six states I told you about that we lost, we should have won every one of them because of the hanky-panky that was going on there. It was voter fraud, and voter ID will stop that. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, Mr. Mike in Clearwater. What, pray tell, might be on your mind?
Well, good morning, Professor, and good morning, Kyle. We briefly touched on...
You said good morning to the same person twice.
Oh, I'm sorry, Captain and Kyle.
Go ahead.
You got me, Captain, like you always do sometimes.
Go on.
You know, I briefly mentioned about the border crisis. Now, Kyle, I'm concerned because, like, you know, I think in the state of California... You know, they've made it to where illegals can get driver's licenses. And, oh, by the way, when you get your driver's license, you're automatically also registered to vote.
Mm-hmm.
So besides the humanitarian crisis, you know, Biden has already said that he wants to let these people come in. He wants to give these people money to live off of.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to give them every benefit under the sun. And we know that the Democrats are trying to run this through, because I'm convinced that next year we're going to take control of the chamber back. But in the meantime, if we're not careful, he can do tremendous damage. I mean, they're already, you know, I was listening to Kevin Jackson earlier. He's already told ICE that, oh, well, if they get caught, you know, with DUI or low-level assault, just don't even prosecute them. You know, just let them go. And I don't know, what do you think about that, Kyle? Because that, to me, is very disturbing.
All right. Okay, thank you. And by the way, ICE's mission is changing, Kyle. They are going from being immigration and border enforcement to national security.
Yep, well, exactly.
And I always thought that the border problem and immigration was a national problem.
Well, it certainly is.
Not according to Biden, but go ahead.
Yeah, but again, yes, that's right. The idea of trying to provide benefits and the motor voter, as it's known here in California, of course, and of course, if you ask about it, you'll be told, well, you know, we make stringent, you know, strides to make sure that someone who's just getting a driver's license, who's not a U.S. citizen, you know, that kind of thing. But I'm not sure that I really believe that. Then also, you have people who say, well, look, people are in this country. They're not here legally, but they go to the school in the community. They, you know, are part of the community. They should be able to vote in the local, you know, school board elections and so forth, because they're all part of the same community. And so that's a slippery slope, obviously. But of course the Democrats want people, that are not in this country legally to be able to express support or even vote, because they know that that's a shoo-in for them. So it's going to get worse before it gets better, I think.
Okay, I got a little message here, sidebar message sent directly to me off the Facebook page from Paul. And Paul says, did you know Hunter Biden got $2 million as an advance for his new book? Yes, I did. I probably didn't say anything about it because I don't even want to promote the guy's book. But, yeah, I knew he got $2 million up front.
Well, again, it's a good gig if you can get it, and he's got a lot of great gigs. I mean, this is the luckiest guy in the world, evidently.
For me to write my book, because I don't have time to write a book, but maybe somebody would write one for me. I could tell them what to write, because the fact of the matter is, if all this money's being paid by these publishers, I wonder if they'd want to do one called The Captain's America.
That is actually a pretty good idea.
It's all about my travels and my years around across the country from one end to the other, coast to coast, border to border, Canada, Mexico, and the people I met all along the way. That's what I was thinking about. Plus, you know, how people get to where they were, how I got to where I got to.
I think people would love to hear that story.
Yeah, well, maybe. I got to find a ghostwriter, I guess. Okay, now let's move over here. Oil, gasoline, obviously that's a big deal. The prices jumped up again yesterday. Not a big, but enough to where Brent crude is $61.47 a barrel. Year forecasts on the future, $67 a barrel. West Texas crude, $58.68. Gasoline, let's see here, jumped up. Actually, gasoline went down 1%, but diesel is holding steady. So the prices aren't going to change pretty much from where they're at here at the present time. But what we need to understand here is that there are 14 states that have joined together to put together some sort of class action lawsuit against Joe Biden shutting down the Keystone Pipeline, which not only has affected 21,000 people minimum, 11,000 on our side of the border, 10,000 on Canada's side of the border, but all the other towns and industries related to support for the workers on the pipeline.
You know, Captain, the President of the United States, whomever that person is, you know, I think has to rise to the occasion when they're confronted with these kinds of decisions and this kind of environment, political environment. And President Biden lost so big, any credibility, any goodwill. He seems to just be squandering it with this ridiculous Keystone XL pipeline cancellation for the reasons that you're talking about. And it's just a shame.
Yeah. Well, here comes the music again. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, and oh, by the way, Biden, well, we're not going to stop the shale mining, the shale oil. No, we're not going to do that. Nope. Well, what'd they do? Well, yeah. Okay, be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced new sanctions Wednesday on the military regime in Myanmar. The military staged a coup, retook power in the country, and arrested a number of senior elected officials earlier this month, citing fraud in last November's election as their reasons for taking over. The sanctions will keep the generals from accessing $1 billion worth of the country's assets held in the United States, with more expected unless the military hands power back to the civilian government.
I again call on the Burmese military to immediately release the democratic political leaders and activists, and they're now detained, including Aung San Suu Kyi, and she is, and also Win Myint, the president. The military must relinquish power it seized and demonstrate respect for the will of the people of Burma, as expressed in their November 8th election.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you, masked man, broadcaster extraordinaire, for doing that. Okay. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico, of course, is spelled GEICO.com. I've been a long-time customer of Geico's, going on 15 years right now, and Geico's been saving me and other people money for more than 75 years because, you see, they're currently the second-largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, you can go online, geico.com, or you can get a hold of your local Geico office, whichever works better for you, and get a cost comparison based on the car, the truck you're driving, the motorcycle, the RV, the ATV, the boat you've got. They can insure all those too. And the big savings will come when you add your homeowner's or renter's insurance policy into the mix, and then they'll give you a bundle rate, and you will save big money by having your home, by having your vehicles all on the same policy. It will save you a boatload of money. And I'm telling you, that's the way to go in this day and age. We all know that. Okay, so go to Geico, GEICO.com, Geico, GEICO.com. When they tell you who referred them, just say, the captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So we're going to talk briefly here about the impeachment. I'm not going to dwell on it because, quite frankly, I saw quite a bit of it yesterday. I was kind of doing things and in between the stuff. I was looking over there. Actually, I was paying more attention to the boat parade for the Tampa Bay Bucks and the Hillsborough River downtown than I was what was going on there. But I could hear it, you know, in the background. And the Trump trial, the Dems used some pretty graphic videos of the Capitol attack. Now, most of those were doctored, altered. They took some of the words that Trump had said, but they didn't use the entire phrase that he'd mentioned. So they created a picture like as if Donald Trump actually did, in fact, you could take from that he actually did incite some of those people. But no, he didn't. And by the way, again, he had offered 10,000 National Guardsmen, and they were turned down.
Well, that's, you're right. And see, this is one of the reasons why they had those very slickly produced segues and so forth, and the narrative that they presented.
Yeah.
Because the whole idea is to keep from talking about why those National Guard weren't there in the first place, and who was in charge of that, and in other words, where do you keep bucking until the buck stops?
I hope to hell that these defense attorneys for Donald Trump, I hope to hell that they bring out the fact that not once, that not twice, but three different times, the Capitol Police Chief, and I hope he gets a chance to testify to set the record straight, he asked for help based on the intelligence they were getting. They knew these people were coming. They knew they were going to cause trouble. They knew their stated intentions, and he asked for reinforcements, and he never got them. The mayor wouldn't give them to him. The city council, or whatever they call it, that governs the District of Columbia, that's run by the federal government. And by the way, the federal government comes under the thumb of the Congress. The Congress, House of Representatives, who has the responsibility for this, is Nancy Pelosi. All that needs to be brought out, that none of those people lifted their finger when he asked for three times to have reinforcements, the National Guard, police officers, whatever, to back him up, was not offered. The president, when it was mentioned to him, says, we can give you 10,000 National Guardsmen. All you got to do is ask. Never ask at all.
You see, and that also, see, because I think you can make a case for dereliction of duty, reasons in this case.
Now, and you've got a reason to impeach somebody called, oh, gosh, Nancy Pelosi.
Well, exactly. Because, again, if you have actionable intelligence, you have reliable intelligence, and you don't act on it, well, then that is dereliction. And so, again, you know, nobody agrees with what the people who did inside the Capitol, hearing and watching the videos and so forth is terrible. But again, they're trying to create, again, a narrative about this thing.
And again, it takes 67 senators to convict, and they're not going to get 67 senators. This is a foregone conclusion that this whole thing is a waste of time, and all they're doing is wasting taxpayer money, and they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing when they should be taking care of the business of the people. And by the way, while they're doing all of this, do you know they're still trying to sneak some things into the COVID stimulus relief package while the Senate's busy, the Dems are playing?
Yeah, and we're not supposed to be aware of these things or notice it because everything's taken over with the impeachment trial.
Well, they've added a bunch of money in there for Obamacare to keep Obamacare going. That's number one, because it's supposedly over and done with. And, of course, then the other thing is Biden has asked the Supreme Court to step in to guarantee the fact that Obamacare will be kept. They want the Supreme Court to do something. Don't know if that's going to happen, but we'll see. Because remember, the reason that they did this was because of the tax factor.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So, again, if you want to lose that nice, wonderful plan that you got right now that's working quite famously for you, and you've worked real hard for, just keep voting Democrat because they're trying to do this. They're definitely trying to do it. I don't think they'll be able to get it through the Senate. That's still the stalemate, definitely, because it's got to go 50-50 with the one vote to Kamala Harris, and that's not going to happen all the time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think a really important aspect, too, Captain, of this whole impeachment trial is that I sure hope that they play some audio clips or video clips of Democrats saying things that are very bad in terms of the 2016 election. It was a stolen election.
Stacey Abrams.
Yeah, there's people. Wasn't someone in one of the media people said it is the presidency is a Russian op.
Yeah.
I mean, is that not in some kind of incitement to somebody to say, wait a minute, our government's been taken over by the Russians?
Yeah.
We better do something.
Hillary Clinton, as recent as about 3 or 4 weeks ago, came out again and said that the election was stolen from her.
It's stolen election.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
Then she also emphatically, back in August, said under no circumstances should Joe Biden concede the election at
right.
all.
Right.
And so they were preparing themselves for their own, their stop the steal and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, turnaround is fair play, right?
Yep. Yep.
All right, and then Tucker Carlson had some questions about the COVID vaccine. He said apparently you were supposed to shut up and take it, according to big tech, namely Facebook and Twitter, because Facebook and Twitter says if you challenge the vaccine medical conclusions, they will ban you from their websites.
That's what we're hearing. Now we know that there is a contingent that will want to derail the vaccine for any reason, because
yeah.
some people are just anti-vaccine. We understand that.
Yeah, I think I can name one guy. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. but the idea is that, you know, you don't want to have false information, but at the same time, that shouldn't mean there should be no information about anybody's experience in having taken a vaccine or something like that. In other words, to shut down all communication about any subject that you just don't want people talking about,
yep.
that's what rubs people the wrong way.
I have four friends that have had the vaccine shots, and all four of them are doing quite fine, thank you very much, after about 4 to 6 weeks. And yesterday there was another big batch of vaccine shots that came out available to the people by going to Publix, and in 1 hour, every single one was gone. Now, I think it's tomorrow CVS and Walgreens will start offering the shots at their locations by appointment only. You got to go through their website and set up an appointment, but you need to get on there and do it as quickly as you can, otherwise it's not going to happen.
Well, and you know, do you recall what then candidate Kamala Harris said? She wouldn't trust the vaccine.
Right.
Not unless Dr. Fauci told her it was
right.
okay. But it wasn't that spreading, you know, these kinds of problems. Oh wait a minute.
Yeah.
Don't take a vaccine.
Okay. Very quickly, we're coming up on a break here. Mark Cuban last night, Dallas Mavericks, we said that, he said that they weren't going to play the national anthem anymore at their home games. Well, along comes the NBA and the NBA commissioner, and he says, guess what? All of our NBA games will start with the national anthem being played. No exceptions. And Mark Cuban says, well, I was only doing it because there was nobody at the games. And so why play the national anthem when there's nobody there?
Well, that, and I think he also said he felt that some people didn't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah, if there's nobody there, the only people that could have felt uncomfortable were his players.
Yeah, or that it didn't represent
yeah.
them. And
yeah.
that's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, well, so much for Mark Cuban. Like I said, I'm not going to watch pro basketball again ever, period. I don't care. I don't have any ponies in the race, any teams in the race. But I will tell you this much. I sure do love college basketball. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that for us, and we thank you. By the way, Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, lives up just a short ways north of Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, where we tell you about the road conditions and the highway out there and the weather and all that good stuff. And, yeah, it's colder than a you-know-what way up north, and we'll get to all that. But it's brought to you by the Pilots and Flying J's, wherever you're at. Pull on in there. You can always get yourself a free hot cup of coffee by telling them the Captain sent you. It's all you got to do. Tell them you were listening to me, the Captain's America Third Watch, on the Radidio, and I talked about them, Pilot and Flying J. Okay, here we go. We're going to have a little fun.
I don't want to get up, baby, let's turn off the phone. I don't want to go to work today or even put my makeup on. I got better things to do than my to-do list anyway. Hide under the covers and waste away the day. Let's just lay here and be lazy, baby, drive me crazy. All I want to do. Ooh,
that's Sugarland, and that's their one of their first songs when they started out there, Kyle, and they're from Mississippi.
I believe so, or maybe Georgia, I believe.
I don't know, but they spend a lot of time down there in Mississippi because they got one place. It shows their home where they live at down there, so they may be from Georgia, but now I think they're from Mississippi, as I like to say.
Yeah, well, that's Jennifer Nettles and Christian Bush, and boy, Sugarland is just, they got some great music. There's just no doubt about that.
Yep, they sure do, and it's always fun. And that was played for all the, girls in reference to coming up on, how about Valentine's Day? Okay, let's see if anybody did get that going out there. So that's to all the Valentines out there that need a little something. There's something for you. All righty, well, the weather theme for much of the U.S. for the rest of the week and into the weekend, unfortunately, is going to be the bitterly cold temperatures and the dangerous wind chills approaching 50 or more below zero in the extreme northern part of the United States along the Canadian border. Now, especially the central third of the U.S. and this extensive Arctic air mass will contribute to a couple of different winter events. Now, we still have got in the South Texas and across the Midwest and up into the middle Atlantic states and the central part, northeastern part of the U.S. working its way along. We still have got an ice storm with snow likely all the way through Friday and probably into the winter, probably into the weekend. And another winter storm is also starting to impact, well, Washington, Oregon, Idaho. So, take it away, Kyle.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain. Up in Seattle, Washington, and also Portland, Oregon, we've got snow and rain basically coming in today, Thursday. Temperatures in Portland are going to be 38, 30 on Friday's projected. So they're going to have rain and snow showers all the way through, well, Monday, and then it looks like it starts turning into rain on Monday, just rain. But that rain and snow is going to be there, so be very, very careful because we do have winter storm watches, winter storm warnings all over the area of Seattle and Portland in Washington and in Oregon. And so we mostly throughout the rest of Oregon, eastern part of Oregon, Oregon, I should say, winter weather advisory there. Then up near northern Idaho, of course, we've got the wind chill advisory, and that's starting to come back. 4th of July pass there, icy patches, and new snow accumulation is in the offing as well. That wind chill warning now extends all the way through the northern half of Montana.
Yep.
And we've got some very, very cold temperatures in Montana right now. Billings at minus 12. Looks like Great Falls at minus 18. Butte checking in at 5. And Bozeman checking in at negative 6.
Yeah.
So that's going to be with us here for some time.
And add the wind to that and you got a mess. But we won't even go there. Go ahead.
It's just very, very cold. Way below zero. Winter storm, winter weather advisory in the Yellowstone National Park area. Winter storm warning south of there. You've got winter storm warning along I-80. This is going to be in the Elk Mountain area. Now, our friends in Denver, Captain, they've got an air quality alert.
Yeah.
This has to do with particulate matter and pollution in the air.
I got a lot of stuff to talk about here, so I got to get going. Now, if you're going over Cabbage tonight on I-84, when you get through the first snow around Boise, when you get up by I-84 and Cabbage, you're going to be in it. You're probably going to have to throw iron going down and going up Cabbage out there on I-84. So just to be advised of that. Okay, the snow and the freezing drizzle and rain starts down in west central Texas, and it's from Lubbock all the way down to I-20. Pecos across for about 40, 50 miles there, and everything in between towards the Metroplex, Dallas, and then it goes up into Missouri. When you get about Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri, you're going to be in freezing rain, solid freezing rain, not drizzle, but rain, freezing rain, very dangerous conditions to be driving in. That's going to take you all the way to St. Louis, Missouri. That same freezing rain is still in Kentucky tonight, where there's many areas without power. Also a winter storm warning along the northern part of Kentucky, the southern part of Indiana, the southern part of Ohio to include the Cincinnati area and Covington, Kentucky, and over in the southwestern corner of West Virginia, up into the mountains of Maryland, a winter storm warning, snow across the lower half of Pennsylvania, south of I-80. All the way down to Jersey, almost to New York City, but it'll be there. D.C., you'll be getting your share. Definitely got some freezing drizzle and freezing fog in parts of Virginia tonight. The mountains of North Carolina, be careful. There's plenty of slippery conditions there as this system starts to move towards you. And in the southeast, folks, we've got really dangerous conditions because of dense fog advisories. Now, in Florida, from about Fort Myers up the coastline, I-75, all the way into Georgia, all the way to Atlanta, a dense fog advisory from the west side of Georgia to the east side of Georgia to include Savannah, Georgia. Also coastal fog over along Jacksonville on down to Daytona. I-10 all the way across to Beaumont, Texas, dense fog advisory. If you're going to get up on I-12 in Louisiana, dense fog advisory. Most of the lower half south of I-20, including some sections of I-20 as you head towards Georgia, dense fog advisory all the way to the Gulf in Alabama, in Georgia, Mississippi, the southern part, southeastern part, U.S. 49, up about 40 or 50 miles, dense fog advisory. So please be careful. It's going to be an interesting night for travel, Kyle.
It really will be. So you've got to be careful out there, listen to the local reports as well, and plan ahead, that's for sure.
Yeah, and folks, and I don't need to tell the drivers this, most of them know this, when it's foggy out and you can't see, nobody else can see either. Don't be a moron and get out there and try to pass everybody on the highway, because you never know when you're going to run into that one person that's going to be screwed up sideways in the road or whatever, and then guess what? You got a big-time problem.
You certainly do, and the lights reflect right back at you in those that kind of dense fog. Your own lights.
Yeah. All right. All right. Thanks to Charles. We got Charles chiming in off the Captain's America Third Watch chat room, or I'm sorry, the website. And he's saying, "Go Bucks! You help to keep, make, and grow America's greatness. Keep it up. I'm sure you will." All right. Thanks a lot, there, Charles. Appreciate it. All right. Kyle Warren and I will be back with more, hour number two, right after the news and all that great stuff from your local stations. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.